All right,
There she is.
Ray, this is, hey, welcome to the 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum GPT. What are you doing? Chat that we're talking about, chat GPT, AI. We're experimenting with the chat and how it might be. We use it in agile efforts and things like that. We have Scott Sampson and Rob Jackson here who are joining us again tonight to talk more about it. And away we go. All right.
You'll have to wait till the end of the video. You'll have to watch the whole video to find out why Greg has his face painted.
I blame my daughter.
We're trying to get our usage up.
She needed practice. She needed confidence. So I volunteered. Okay. Tell you at the end. And if no one knows that my face is painted, in case you're on the podcast, but you have to wait to the end of the podcast to see what I'm painted as and why. Okay. I'm being all goofy.
All right. Okay. So earlier today, I looked at Twitter and I saw where someone made a programming guide. He was working on his programming and he ended up creating a crossword puzzle using questions and answers. And I thought that was an awesome idea. And we were going to try to see if we can do that using Scrum and Agile questions. Well, we won't be making a crossword puzzle, but we could possibly put it into a flashcard system. So we're going to see if ChatGPT will help you prepare for certifications, help you do quizzes, help you get some questions and answers for any certifications that you're preparing for. So we'll ask it some questions. We'll ask it to come up some questions and answers, and then Scott and Greg will decide, hey, these are good questions or good answers. So we'll begin.
And Rob, can you zoom in just a tad bit?
Yeah.
Just do those three dots again or something. A little bit more. That's good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Come, give me a list of questions and multiple. We're gonna go fancy. Well, we'll just do question and answers first, and then we'll ask for multiple choice. Answers. Give me a list of questions and answers for.
You want to try the PSM exam?
Prepare for the P. What is it?
PSM.
PSM. So we don't. Yeah. We'll see if it knows what a PSM is.
Yeah.
I'm sure that there are tons of things called PSM.
That might be scary.
Okay. Please give me a list. I say please, like I have to be polite, but give me a list of questions and answers to prepare me for. Yeah. Let's see what it says. Oh, it knows.
It figured it out. Professional Scrum Master is going to design and assess your knowledge and principles. Here's a list of sample questions and answers to help prepare. So it's actually creating some questions. What are the three pillars? This is actually not bad.
List the right.
Three roles of the Scrum team, and it gives you just three roles. How long does a daily Scrum last? What's the primary purpose of the sprint review? Oh, this is pretty awesome. So what's cool about this, you can tell it to stop generating, I think. We got like 10 questions. Or 9 right now. What is the 4 formal events in Scrum? Actually, there's 5. So it's outdated. What year was this, the system?
2021.
I could have swore the change was 2020. It should be in there, but there's 5 events now. So it's not totally correct.
Let's just get rid of it.
The fifth of Brent is the sprint. The other stuff is good.
Yeah, it looks right.
Yeah. It's not too bad.
All right, let's see if it'll do multiple choice answers.
Now, say, now supply new additional questions with multiple choice options and then the answer. Yeah. Or do it go ahead and do it that way. And then we'll do give five questions, additional five questions, so we don't have to go all day.
Are there ever any essay questions?
No.
That would be interesting.
In the future, there might be. Like, if you do, a PSM-3 or something.
Okay.
What I was going to say, and does it give the answers? Okay, is the answer. It would be interesting. So, let it do its five. So, now it's asking more questions. What is the maximum duration of a sprint? Who's responsible for moving impediments? The scrum team. And then it says scrum master, which is cool. It gives a little answer. This is pretty cool. What I would be interested in, say, give me another additional five questions with multiple choices, but don't give me the answer.
Okay.
So provide another five questions or multiple choice answers, but do not supply the answer. And the reason why I'm saying this is then my next, because let's say you're preparing for the exam, right? You want the question and the five choices, but you don't want to see the answer right away. So
right.
You have to do it yourself. So this is a way of generating a random multiple choice pre-quiz, right? And then I want to ask it after it does it, okay, give me the five answers. You want to say and not the answers as can. So you have provide five additional questions with multiple choices and do not provide the final answer.
Make me be formal and do not provide the
answers. That's fine.
Answer.
Try it out. See if it does this. This might be really neat if this works. Question. When is this sprint considered complete? When the backlog items are finished? When the time box sprint expires? So there, it didn't give an answer. So which of
we'll ask for the answers in a second.
For the team to inspect and adapt their process. The inspector process, that'll be the retrospective. Now, all those events are inspect and adapt. The ones, the process, will be the retrospective.
Okay.
Scrum, when would the team be? So it gave you that. So it gave us five questions with multiple choices. And now say...
I'm going to say provide me the answers for questions 15 through 18.
Okay. So it's actually numbered in questions.
Oh, do you want to answer these first?
Well, I'm just pretending I answered them. So I'm just thinking about when I get my five questions.
No, I want to see if you know the answer.
Oh,
so you want to quiz me? I'm going to quiz you. You're the expert.
When is sprint considered complete? When the time box for the sprint expires.
So you say B for the first one?
Yeah.
All right, so the first one, B. All right, next one?
Oh, that's 15. You want to scroll up? Is that 14?
No, it's 15 through 18.
Okay. Which scrum event is designed for a team to inspect and adapt their process? Well, we can ask Scott that one.
D.
I think I already answered, though. A sprint retrospective, right?
D, yep.
Okay, what's the main responsibility of product owner during sprint review? A, provide feedback on the increment. Lead the demonstration of the increment. update the product backlog based on stakeholder feedback to facilitate discussion and gather input from the stakeholders?
B?
That's a tough question.
That is tough.
I mean, because I do B, but I do also do D, because when I'm doing the review, I'm getting feedback. So
I was going to say D on that one.
So it's either B or D.
I actually say C. I say C, which is update the product backlog based on stakeholder feedback. Who says D?
I said D.
Scott said D. And I'll go with B.
From stakeholder, and you're going to say what, B?
I'll go with B.
B. Okay. And Rob says lead the demonstration of the increment. Okay.
All right. And then so 18.
In Scrum, when should the team discuss improvements to their process? That's like the same thing twice, right? During the daily Scrum, at the beginning of each sprint, during sprint retrospective, continuously throughout the sprint. Well,
I would say
it would.
They should do it all, but I guess the retrospective's when they're supposed to. It's when the designated time is to do it.
I say C. D. I always D. encourage my teams to not wait to, you know, discuss it right then and there if they can in real time so they can fix it in real time.
I think the book's going to say C.
I think I'm wondering if it's C. Though I agree with you, Scott. The only problem with the continuously throughout the sprint is that it could distract from actually getting your sprint goal done.
Very true.
So part of it might be C. All right. Okay. 15 through 18. So Rob is asking it to provide me an answer for 15 through 18. So let's see. Is it generating? Is it scroll down a little bit, Rob? I think you gotta scroll down a little bit.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. Number right, one. So when the time block correct. Expires.
16 is D. You had that one right.
Respect. Yep.
And Greg, you were right with
update
16.
Update the product backlog based on stakeholder feedback and C during sprint retrospective. I should take my PSM. I paid my $50. I still haven't taken the test. I still got to do that.
So, I mean, to me, this is a good tool. I think, you know, we have said that ChatGPT is good for helping you study for.
Do practice tests for any.
Yeah.
Try the hall. You know, give me five or like. Five multiple choice questions for the SAFE exam. SAFE Scrum Master exam.
Okay.
Or SAFE SA. Either one. You can do questions and answers. Multiple choice questions or answers. Or is it questions?
Give me five
questions with multiple
questions with
multiple choice
answer. Multiple choice.
How'd you write in the beginning? You actually were.
Let's see. Scroll.
Scroll board's not working.
There we go.
Keep going all the way up top.
Give me a list of questions. Prepare. Supply. So it's kind of a combination of this one.
Okay. So you gave that. And then what you do before?
And then I said supply the questions with multiple choices and answers.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do this.
And no, leave it that way. And answer. Give me five. So I think this is the right way to do it. Give me five questions with multiple choice and the answer.
Choices and the answer.
For the SAFE Scrum Master quiz.
exam.
Yeah, sure. That works. See what it does. Does it scroll below? Why is it doing that? Are you stuck?
I think if you click on the arrow, it'll go down. Yep.
There you go. So it's saying scaled Agile Framework Safe. Role of Scrum Master. Question, what's the primary focus of Safe Scrum Master? Showing team and events processes. This is actually pretty good. This would take the whole effort out of doing the Scrum, the writing these tests. If you really wanted to, you could just say, okay, we're going to have ChatGPT create random questions for the next person who takes the exam and provide them. Oh, wow. It's safe. It actually is. You can stop if you don't mind. Whoop. Stop.
Stop.
Okay, so go up right. There's one. Go down a bit. You went too far. Go back up.
Oh, it.
No, it cleared it all out.
Regenerated.
Yeah.
Okay. That sucks. Don't hit the regenerate. Did you hit it twice or something?
Yeah, I must have got a little
okay.
Crazy.
So now it's generating even different questions because the first one. It's talking about art. What in safe? What's the primary purpose of Agile release train art? Because I wanted it had the wish shift one. I wanted that was actually good because everyone forgets the wish shift question. Safe, which event align with teams in the Agile release train?
And yeah, I can scroll up. No way you can see them.
Yeah, these are great. These are good questions.
And the mischief is the weighted.
Yeah, what's the, for doing your value and which one you start first. So okay, so copy what you did up there. Not there. The question.
Oh, my question.
Yeah, your question because it came out word. Copy that, paste it in the new line, and do mischief. It's WSJF. Now leave all that there. Space. Yep. Just put a space at the end. And then to WSJF.
But, I mean, do I want five questions related to it?
Yeah. One for that particular area.
So, why don't I just do this one? Give me five core questions related.
Well, see, you're making more complicated than me. I would just write at the end and see how good this damn thing is. And
I didn't know what that means, but we can try it.
Just put it at the end. Just add it to the end.
All right, here we
let's
go.
See, let's test the limits.
No. WSJF.
Yeah. That's it.
Boom. Hit enter. There you go. So it actually figured out. See, it's smart enough. Now it's giving me questions. Let's see if it gets five questions on which of it. Because this is a good one. This is good because people don't pay attention to this enough. What is your standoff? That's perfect. Beautiful question. Which primary components compute which students? Oh, this is nice. In which the following is not a part of cost of delay. So picture this. If you take one of those online practice classes, right? And you make a mistake in a particular area and you write this question in there, you could then grab that practice area, paste that at the end of what you wrote, and it would maybe write questions related to the area that you are weak in your score.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Without rewriting everything, coming everything. So you just paste, just throw it at the end and maybe it would work. So this is pretty awesome. And they're looking pretty good. I like, go down a little bit. Question three. This is interesting. And mischief, which is the following factor is not a cost of delay? A is user value. B is time critical. C is risk reduction, opportunity enablement. D is team size. And the answer is D is team size, and that's pretty good. That's good. I was curious how I did it, why they said that, but that's good.
So let's do something. I'd like to have more information because I don't really understand question three.
Okay.
So I want it to provide me context around question three.
Oh, now you're really getting like what paragraph or where in the will provide references.
We can do that. Provide me references for
question three.
Let's see, I'll just do it for question three.
It's all messed up.
Yep. No.
Yeah.
There we go.
User value. It's actually giving you a little definition of what user value is. What did it say? It said something about AI couldn't do what now?
It didn't understand my question.
I cannot provide direct traditional.
Oh, it couldn't provide references. It was thinking it had to provide links. So that's why we probably should say context.
Okay.
But it did provide
a link. It gave a link at the end.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
See, you sold yourself short, ChatGPT.
Can it provide videos or anything like that?
I guess if there's enough detail in the video, if you have... But it would be old, right?
Provide links to videos on this.
Oh God, this is really good.
That's what gives you the
unable to provide direct links to videos. YouTube search the queries, so it's giving you queries that you can search in any in YouTube or Vimeo, right?
Yeah.
And it's giving you stuff like wish chip and save prioritization. Now the question, I passed my safe exam or I passed my PSM. What should I put in my resume? How should I record my resume? This is actually pretty cool. Because everyone I ask always says they run out of questions, random questions, to practice for these exams and stuff. They create a section called certifications. If you don't already have one.
Say congratulations.
Yeah. Gives you a way of actually writing it in your resume. Not bad.
There's an example.
It gives you an example.
Date you obtained it.
It's funny. I think that's how I do it. I don't put my certification number in it, though. Just because there's not enough room.
Exam should I take next?
Mm-hmm.
So it's asking, so it's saying a PSM-2 would be a next one you might want to take. The PAL one. I didn't know PAL was there. Okay. Scrum Master, Certified Scrum Master by Scrum Alliance. Safe Scrum Master. PMI Agile ACP, which I have to. The only thing I don't have is... This is actually pretty good. It's giving you all the different certification programs and what you might want to take. CSPO to CPO.
It listed seven.
Yeah, seven other
That's
like
great.
certification areas to go to. Not bad. If you were like, hey, I got all these exams. I wonder if you list all your different certs, it would which what should I go for next? But don't do it.
Okay.
Because I don't want to go there right now. Was there another thing you wanted to do, Rob? This is pretty good.
You mentioned something about trying to get a review on a book.
Oh yeah.
A summary, a book summary.
Do a book summary on
Coaching Agile teams.
yeah, coaching agile teams. And don't put their author or see if it needs it.
One of my favorite books.
And just leave that. By Lisa Atkins. There you go. So pick the right book. Part one is about coaching agile teams, the introduction. Cool. Mastering yourself. There you go. Importance of self-awareness, personal growth.
Think it's going to do the whole book.
So it's giving it what, chapter by chapter? Is that
Part
what it's
two,
doing?
getting the team going. I don't know if there's. I had to find my book. See if. Too bad I didn't have my book when we asked the question. So I don't see it
Let's see if I can
handy.
find mine.
It would be interesting if there's a part one, part two, part three.
I have located mine. Let me check.
Okay, look in the glossary. See if there's like a. Is there a part one, two, and three? There might be, what I remember.
Yes, there is.
And then I guess each one's a chapter.
Part one is chapter one, two, three,
Yeah.
four. Then part two is the same format,
Okay.
chapters five through 10, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
So you said part
What's
two is
section
five?
five? Yeah, what's section five?
It says part one is one through three.
Yeah, in the book it's part one, and
Introduction.
there's one, two, three, four. The fourth one is let your style change.
No.
I wonder if there's another version.
Is your what year is yours published in? It could be. This one was published in 2010.
Oh, let's see.
Unless it's doing its own summary.
No, this is 2010.
Okay, that's kind of weird.
Huh.
Name like what's parts what's chapter six say? Scroll down.
Chapter six.
What's the title of it?
Facilitate sprint planning. Coach as
Nope.
a facilitator.
Nope. So
No.
it's doing its own thing. Okay, I don't know where it's
Do any
getting
of these
that.
match?
I don't think any of them match. But I've seen this stuff in her
Let's
book.
see.
It's consistent.
Part one.
What's the title?
And
Part one.
part one, it starts with you.
No.
No.
And then chapter one is, will I be a good coach? And it has like 10 topics under that.
Yeah,
What's
it's.
the subtitle? Go. What's the subtitle up there, on the book? I mean, the book that you got in your hand.
It's Coaching Agile Teams, a companion for Scrum Masters, Agile Coaches, and Project Managers in Transition.
Okay. This might be wrong,
2010.
right? It's not matching up. It's the right one, so. So maybe it doesn't do that great of a job. So don't trust this. For writing a paper or summary,
Yeah,
just
don't do a
you
book
can't use the
report,
cliff
children.
notes. It's not a good cliff notes because apparently it doesn't match. We'll have to try a
You're
different
gonna
book.
fail, children, if
Might
you
be a
try to
dead
do this.
giveaway if
So recommend don't do that based on that. So we experiment, we found out, it's like just don't go with it right off the bat. Okay,
Yeah.
perfect.
All right. That's good to know.
All right, I think we. I don't know, unless you guys wanted to add anything else. I think that was pretty cool with sample questions and stuff like that for exams.
Yeah, that's handy.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that you can say, don't give me the answer. So then you can practice exam, like you write on paper or something, whatever, and then you can say, okay, give me the answers for those 10 questions and see how you did.
Can it provide the cost for each one of those certifications?
I think you ask it.
It did before.
You can ask.
So it
gives a range. It's really
provide the cost for the certifications.
Listed above.
Because to me, that would be the next logical step is, okay, I want to take this certification. How much is it? when's it offered?
They did approximate cost of between $500, $2,000 or something.
The assessment fee.
$250 cost between 10 to 15. PAL assessment fee, $200. Sounds about right. Scrum Master CSM attending 2-day course, range from $1,000 to $1,200. See, now this is really old data, because some people are doing it really cheap. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, you can get it for $500 now online. Yep. Yeah, but now it all looks about right.
Cool.
Yeah, cool. Also gives you some price and stuff like that. Okay. All right, then.
You know how I mentioned I was going to use a program to import them? I don't think you need to do that now. I think you just do this with these commands, and there's no reason for you to have a flash card program. I think you just pull this up on your phone if you have ChatGPT. And you just save the question, and then you just run the program and just have it ask you questions and ask them to mix them up.
And the only piece of advice is don't ask the questions on the exam. Don't cheat. No. Don't cheat on your phone. Hey, what's the answer to this
question? Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't do it. Yeah, don't do it while you're taking the exam. Do this to study for you.
Yeah, do this to help you study.
You want to be able to sleep at night.
Yeah. You know what you did.
Yeah.
It'll haunt you forever.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Anything else?
Is the Agile Accountants? Is that a job for the Agile Accountants to haunt you at night if you cheat on your exams?
No, the Agile Accountants add things that don't exist.
I know. I just didn't know they have additional responsibilities.
I don't know. I think that's other duties as assigned for the Agile Accountants, right? Yeah. It falls under their purview.
Yeah, just to give you, analyze every time you touch a piece of software. Okay, what did you do? And did you get approval? I'm like, no. All right, cool. Awesome.
All right, do you want to say why you painted your face?
Face painting at the end here.
Let me stop sharing, and that way they can see.
You get a close-up.
There he goes up. There we go. My daughter, my wife found, my daughter wants to be an artist and learn about drawing. And my wife volunteered my daughter to paint during an Easter egg hunt contest, like paint the faces for kids. Mm-hmm. So she's never done this before, bought her something. My wife bought her some stuff. And then she practiced on her brother. It was really good for the first time ever. Doing a face paint, she did a tiger, and I wish I took a picture before he smeared it on his face. She did a great job, but then my son's like, okay, Dad, it's your turn. So so he helped pick what this should be, and the revenge is the unicorn. So basically, I guess I got the unicorn. I can't tell what. So I got the horn in the beginning, got the ears on the side. I guess this is the mane.
Yeah.
That goes around.
Did you know that you were going to do this webcast? Did you remember that you were going to do this when you had that done?
Yep. Sure did.
Okay.
I figured I'd do something different. Can't all be, you know, next week you all can get your face painted and show up.
No,
no. Gotta have fun.
I will if Rob does.
Goofy. Yeah. All right, you're safe. You're safe there. Yeah.
And then I did this because my kids, I coach a robotics class, and the show I did this afternoon was for the robotics. And like I said, because it's all a decision about running out of time and scope. Do you do the show or do you get out of the house and get the team ready for the competition? And the decision was get out of the house and get everyone ready for the competition. So I didn't get to do a show until I came back after the competition. The fun part is the team won a prize. They got a prize from the women in the defense department for like best example of something. And they got it kind of because it was the first time they ever competed in this robotics competition. And it's underwater robotics. And I don't know if the people felt sorry for them or whatever. Because I minimized scope. You know, they had to do a robot, like technical papers, a Zoom presentation and all that. And I'm like, look, you're not going to get all this stuff done in this amount of time because we started so late because the principal didn't start us off until January, like the beginning of January. And we only meet once a week. We don't meet every day. You know, it's like once a week. I just eliminated that scope. But we're going to have a competition. So we eliminated that scope. We're going to do an internal competition with the kids. So the scope will come back in the next sprint, like next demo, right? And, the kids learned everything from scratch, from cutting, you know, PVC pipe, drilling holes, soldering circuit cards, and wiring all that stuff up. And, you know, people say, and I take a very agile approach to it, a very scrum-like approach and coaching it and everything. And I make them do the work. I'm not their mom. I'm not, you know how parents like to do the work for their kids nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
I don't put up with that. Never.
Yeah.
And they ask me, what do I do next? I read the book. My response, read the book. You know, the documentation.
Yeah. The soapbox derby when I was in Boy Scouts was the parents took our little blocks of wood from us. Yeah. And then the dads went out to their workshops and made the most dynamic cars. I have one right here.
See, everyone keeps it.
People make See, there's mine.
I have mine. I don't have it here.
Nice.
I showed it on my show.
I mean, there
the
is
day.
No way I made that when I was 10 years old or whatever it was for when I was in scouting.
Well, if you saw my son, you would know he made it.
Yeah, this was this was my dad made this.
Yeah.
Hey, Eddie's was great. It won, so
yeah,
you know,
it kicked butt.
Yeah.
I'm still disappointed that all they had was a non-distinct medal as a prize. I'm like, really?
That's disappointing.
At least I got a little plastic trophy that said, like, they would go first, second, third place on the bottom of the trophy that says what you won it for. But
yeah.
I was kind of like, boy, that's weak, man. Now, I appreciate them doing it and running it and doing it.
I wish they had that when I was in school.
What did you do? You did Pinewood Derby.
I did Pinewood Derby. I meant like robotics and stuff.
Oh, yeah. We didn't have robotics.
I know. We had our Apple computers and we wrote basic programs and made things print on the screen.
I just had Apple IIe's when I was a kid.
Create simple games. I remember that. Floppy disk.
Oh, yep. God.
I'm aging myself now.
They probably don't even know what a floppy disk. You know, I always look at it, and now we're just off on a tangent when we look. We should ask ChatGPT, give us the dawn of the historical translation of media, computer media.
I had a floppy disk somewhere. I don't know if it's still over there.
I actually threw mine in the trash the other day. I was like, though I still have a reader for them, a computer somewhere. Anyway, all right. I guess we should go. We're off rambling on different topics.
Yeah, we are.
And,
sounds good.
All right, we want to thank everyone for joining us on the show. Give us some ideas. I hope try the questions. We're probably gonna get fined or something. What are you telling them? Generate the questions. Those are just like our thing. They're wrong. But you know, I think they're pretty close. I didn't see anything that was totally wrong. Anyway, I think it was pretty good. Yeah, or maybe you know what you could. I guess if you want to write. Oh, I should offer some I should do some practice questions and I'll verify them. We should do that and put it up as a marketing thing that you can download. Here's a bunch of questions for you. Confirm that the answers are right, so it's not just ChatGPT coming up with the answers. They could be wrong. So
yep.
Anyway, all right, Rob, you got anything, Scott?
Nope. No, I appreciate it. This was fun.
All right. I'm good.
Thanks, everyone. We will see you again next week.